It was interesting. You said cat and dogs are different. A cat cannot be a dog. When you talked about that, before that, I was thinking the same thing. So I was surprised. Oh, Tom used this same example of the old man and the new man. The fallen man, after Adam lost the connection with God, and the serpent, the devil, took over the rulership of the world. So there was time till the second Adam, the perfect man, was to arrive. So Jesus was born. God did keep his promise. So Jesus was a perfect man, perfect nature. Naturally, he was able to choose the right thing. And when he received the Spirit of God, after John the Baptist baptized him and the Spirit of God came upon him, after that, he was led by the Spirit of God to go to the wilderness. And the tempter came after 40 days, 40 nights, fasting. The devil, he's a fallen angel. He knows who you are, who the sons of God are. And he challenged Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God," this is right time, really important time, "you should eat." So you change this stone into bread. You better eat now. I'm giving you good suggestion. Otherwise, you will drop dead. But Jesus, his nature was to look to God all the time. And then he just answered, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone." The physical bread is necessary, but not alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. So that's how a person to live. And he was able to do that by nature default, and he practiced that. And through him, now we have the Spirit of God. Before Jesus ascended, he gave the instruction to the apostles, "Don't you leave Jerusalem, because in short while you will receive this Spirit of God." John baptized with water, but you are going to be baptized with Holy Spirit not many days from now. And when you receive this Spirit of God, you use this, utilize this Spirit, manifest this Spirit, and you are going to be my witness in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak in tongues, and few more things, and they shall heal the sick, and so forth. So those individuals who confess with her mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in their heart that God hath raised him from the dead, so that moment God creates this new man, the promise of the Father, the Spirit of God in you. Even though we don't feel it, don't seem like it is there, we cannot smell it, taste it, touch it. That's the reality. So we begin this journey of the just shall live by faith, not the just shall live by feeling, or the just shall live by sight, the just shall believe when it is in your hand. Something that you want is in your hand, then we say, yes, it is there. Or once we see the blessing manifested, then we say, oh yeah, I believe. But the old man to new man, so something changed. The way we walk changed. That is, we are not walking by sight or feelings. The old man walks by the sight and feelings. If you feel good, then you say, oh, I feel good. If you don't feel good, then you say, I don't feel good. If adverse circumstances happening, then it is bad. If you don't have money, then say, I don't have money. I don't have a good job, if you don't have. But the new man rule that God is showing us is to say the thing that which is not visible, but what God inspires you, shows you in your heart as it is, like Abraham. Abraham received that promise of God when that promise that you shall be the father of many nations was totally impossibility for him and his wife. So he accepted that, he received that, and he did not consider the things which was real at that time, that Sarah was barren and they both passed the ages for able to have kids, and many other things that physicians, maybe they had some doctors, physicians, that they said that, oh, Mr. Abraham, I don't think you can have children now. He considered not these things. So we also practice the same thing. We are able to do that. We turn to the living God. We are a new person. And we can say the things which we don't see. Even against hope, we can believe in hope. And God keeps leading us. The connection is there now. God has given us His Spirit, so we have connection. As Jesus said, we live by every word, rhema, that is proceeding. That means there is something like this is going on, which we cannot see. God is energizing in you. God is giving you His perspective, His idea, His desire in you. And we believe it. We don't even see it, but we believe it. We move in that direction. And we see the results. That evidence comes afterwards. We act on the inspiration and desire that God gives to us. He is able to do. God is working in you. It is God who is the creator of heaven and earth. He created everything so incredibly, perfectly. Our human body, how everything is going so perfectly. The cell, different cells. Of course, Adam sinned, so that flesh-wise weakness is there. So we need the new body in future. But even then, it's going pretty good. God, who is all-wise, He is personally working in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. God is doing His good pleasure. So we now are allowing Him to do. Let Him take care of us, and we will speak the things that we desire. Even though we may feel not happy, we don't focus on that, but we focus on God. Then He turn around the circumstances and things like that, so we can rejoice. And another thing, that we belong to the greatest organization in the whole creation, which is His, God's organization. Man makes his her own organization, put name on the organization, but actually we belong to the highest organization, the Church of God, the body of Christ, and we be led by that. The man-made organization has rules, regulations, so forth. Like here in India, we don't have man-made organization. We don't have any name, so to speak. we are such and such. Our headquarters is such and such place. Because we know that the head of this organization is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He reconciled us directly to God so that all of us can have access to the Most High God, who is our Father, who is our Daddy. And He so loved, so He did this thing. So now we can know the things which are freely given to us from Him, from God. This is real. This thing is real. God has really done incredible thing, and we can be led by God now, absolutely, completely. And once in a while, the old man nature pops out, comes out from the dead. But we don't focus on that. That's not you. God is showing us, that's not you. You don't have to try to improve your old man, the dead man. That's taken care of. All the bad things, Jesus Christ paid completely. So there's therefore no condemnation. You don't have to condemn yourself of the old man, whatever the things that done by the old man. That's not you. So this understanding also God gives. God is giving to us that we are free. Free from this old man. We don't have to improve ourselves. No need to improve ourselves. We don't have to buy a book, how to forgive, how to be a nice Christian, how to love people. And then if we fail to do so, we feel bad. We don't have to focus on that. We don't have to try to do that. Because God's already made us as Christ, as He is. And He has put in us God's completely complete nature, His competence, sufficiency in us. When we simply be led by God, just allow God to work in us, then that nature automatically comes out. The heaven becomes evidence through you here on earth. So that's who you are, and God is currently, presently working in us so that all the spiritual blessing that He has blessed us, these things, to come out of us into this world, all the spiritual blessings, and it becomes visible. As we walk with Him, these spiritual blessings becomes visible in front of us. God desires above all things that you are to prosper and be in health, even your soul to prosper, thrive, flourish. So God wants His children, like earthly father, mother, wants His children to be successful, prosperous, healthy. Our Father, Heavenly Father, above all, He thinks about that, and He's taking us step by step. Presently, we are in place of Christ. We are in Christ. And God is through you reconciling the people to Him, world to Him. And God will give you words to speak, and God will get you to evidence heaven, so we are witness. We become witness. People can see us. They can see goodness of God, prosperity of God, that they would like to know. They would like to have that also. And we direct them to and get them to depend upon God. So God is bringing many individuals who are hungry, thirsting, ready to our path, and many are being saved, and not only just be saved, but also to manifest the heaven, manifest all these blessings in front of our eyes, in front of that person's life. Yeah, that's what I want to say just now.